National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Back to back Jack. And it is 4-1.
On that ball. Jackson has it. The All-American tight end is going in. And Oklahoma takes the lead on a 71-yard touchdown play.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from there.
Yo! And welcome back to the Fix Sports Podcast, which is the realest and the blackest sports podcast you have ever heard in your entire life, coming straight from the side, going down, audio shop talk right in your ear hole, the way it's supposed to be brought to you by yours truly, Joseph Ward, a.k.a. that dude that was sneaking out your mother's bedroom the other night, because you know how I get down when I get down on the down track, you heard me? Hey, man, it go down. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I love each and every one of you, everybody who be out here supporting the Fix Sports Podcast, everybody who support the Freedom Train Network, y'all down with me, 10 toes down. I love you, because without y'all, we ain't talking about nothing. Remember that. Without y'all, we ain't talking about nothing. So we definitely, definitely, definitely appreciate you and everything that you do, all the support that you give us, everybody that you tell to tune in, every time you tune in. I just love y'all, and I appreciate y'all, because once again, without y'all, we ain't talking about nothing right here on the Fix Sports Podcast. And remember, man, y'all can catch us right here on the Freedom Train Network at www.freedomtrainradio.com, where it go down and stay down. But we got the realest podcast for you ever. It's a whole platform that's dedicated and created to make sure information and resources are available for the black community. So once again, make sure you visit www.freedomtrainradio.com. Before we get a little deeper, I want to give a shout out to my sponsor, who is On the Shoulders of Giants, who brings you African history at your fingertips and on the go through the African History Book Series, the African History Blog Series, the African History Curriculum app, which is available in the Google Play Store. Just go type in the search bar On the Shoulders of Giants and go scroll through and you'll see On the Shoulders of Giants. Remember, there's a YouTube channel, probably already said that, nonprofit organization, as well as speaking engagements, classroom, educational things, lectures, all those things On the Shoulders of Giants can give it to you, whether it's in your hand or digitally. You can get paper products or you can get digital products and don't leave no footprints and be green like a mug. And remember, for your smart boards, your smart TVs, your smartphones, your tablets, your computers, whatever you need, On the Shoulders of Giants got the information for you. Just go and visit www.ontheshoulders1.com or www.ontheshoulders.org to learn more about the On the Shoulders of Giants organization. And remember, February 16th, On the Shoulders of Giants Volume 3, South America, is available. It's available for pre-order now. Just visit www.ontheshoulders1.com. It's available for pre-order now. And while you're there, make sure you go ahead and get On the Shoulders of Giants Volume 1, North America, and On the Shoulders of Giants Volume 2, Central America, because you don't want to have South America just all out there by itself, right? So go ahead and do that. Once again, www.ontheshoulders1.com. Going down. It's, man, I got a good show for you today. It ain't going to be long. I'm going to try not to make it long because, you know, I can talk. I'll be talking like a mug, but I'm going to try not to make it long. But I want to make sure I give y'all this information and then just how we do it when we're doing it. Hey, it's cold in the mug. Hey, I'm in Florida and we cold. It's colder than the mug. Well, today wasn't worse than yesterday. Like, when I went outside yesterday, it was ice all on the car. And, man, you know, it was cold. Like, I had an event and yesterday night for like 6 to 9, we were outside. I couldn't feel my toes, man. I swear I couldn't feel none of my toes. I was like, toes, where you at? And then I had tried this beer at the spot I was at. I had tried this beer. Man, I swear this is the nastiest beer I ever had in my life. It tastes like they mixed like beer and coffee and put that together with some old gym socks. And I was like, man, this nasty in the mug. I was drinking it though, because it was free. I ain't gonna lie, I was sipping the hell out of that shit because it was free, but should have seen my face. I was looking like I was drinking prune juice when I was sipping that shit. But you know. Hey man, because let me go ahead and give you the rundown. I'm sitting here talking about it ain't gonna be a long show, but I'm sitting here running my mind, you heard me? So quick rundown on what we're talking about. HBCU Spotlight. Morehouse comes back to beat West Florida, so we're going to highlight Morehouse and they come back over West Florida because, you know, they're probably supposed to lose, right? It's a bit controversial out here. Well, people mad at Steph Curry because he said he don't believe NASA went to the moon. I'm with him. I don't believe NASA went to the moon either. So we're going to get into that and tell you about Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith and all them cats there, what they saying and all that yada, 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 yada. Usain Bolt playing soccer now, and in his soccer debut, he actually scores 2 goals, so we're going to get in on that. The Ravens called Patrick Richards' racist tweet unacceptable. So, in soccer, Atlanta FC, what's the full name? Because I know the Atlanta United FC, that's the name. Atlanta United FC, they won the 2018 MLS Cup. And strip clubs are also into that, so we're going to talk about that. Going to give you an update on week 14 of the NFL, the scores and everything, how it went down. The little warm-up for the rant, and I don't even really know, but I'm just saying it because I always say the warm-up for the Friday rant is Kentucky State coaches accused of injuring a women's basketball player during a drill with, like, one of the pads and stuff. So we're going to break that down to see if they overblown the story or see if it's legit. Then the Friday rant is aimed at Britt McHenry over her comments about Bomani Jones and Pablo Torres' show, High Noon, talking about she don't like the show and they only on the show because they black and brown, and then Jemele Hill got in her ass. So I'm going to get deeper into her ass, even though that don't sound right, because it sounds like me and Jemele running the train on her. So that don't sound right, but you know how I go down. So let's go ahead and break it down. Start with that HBCU spotlight. And the headline reads, Morehouse comes back to beat West Florida. You heard me? So number 18 ranked Morehouse rallied in the second half to beat West Florida 72-60 Saturday afternoon on the first day of the Arthur J. McAfee Jr. Memorial Classic, right? The Maroon Tigers improved to 6-1 on the season while the Aggronauts fall to 3-5 because they're not good, right? But they're from Florida, so they're supposed to be good, right? Morehouse trailed the entire first half, heading into the locker room down 32-30. Morehouse would take their first lead at the 18:52 mark in the second half and didn't look back as they would lead the rest of the way as a result of their defensive effort down the stretch. Morehouse was led by junior guard Robert Andrews, who from Detroit, shout out Detroit, 8 mile, 9 mile, 10 mile, whatever mile you on, who was one of the 4 Maroon Tigers to finish the game in double figures, finishing with the game high 23 points, also pulling down 5 rebounds. Senior forward Omar Alston, He's from Maryland. He finished with 13 points and 8 rebounds. Austin is the reigning SEAC Player of the Week for his performances against Miles College and St. Augustine. Junior guard Michael Armert, who from ATL, shouted, also had an efficient night in the game, 1 assist shy of a double-double, contributing 10 points and 9 assists in the Maroon Tigers win. The Argonauts were led by senior guard Jared Henderson, who had a team high 14 points to go along with 5 rebounds. But That wasn't enough, right? Morehouse College finished the game shooting 49.1% from the field along with 66% from the free throw line. The Maroon Tigers conclude the Arthur J. McAfee Jr. Memorial Classic on Sunday. Well, they ended on December 9th, and they played Carver College. So I got to go back and check on that. But they got up in West Florida ahead. You got up in West Florida, ass. West Florida, y'all ain't. Y'all supposed to represent because you're from Florida, but Morehouse said, you know what, bro? We Morehouse. Martin Luther King went here, bro. We Morehouse, bro. And Martin Luther King, a Capricorn who was born in January. So since Martin Luther King, a Capricorn who was born in January, just like Joe, who hosts the Fix, who a Capricorn who was born in January, they two of the realest cats who ever lived in life. So we got to win the game because we go to Morehouse. And so Morehouse did what they needed to do and got all up in West Florida, right? So you see, they 6-1 on the season, right? They had their homeboys, my dog Robert Andrews, 23 points. My dog Omar Olsen had 13 points, right? And Michael Ulmer had his 10-9. So that was the three bright spots from the Maroon Tigers, who said, "Hold up, Carr. We ain't losing this game. We're going to halftime down 2 points. But when the second half come back, bro, at this 18-52 mark, bro, it's time to go ahead and let them hang on them." And let them hang, they did. So now their shooting percentage from the field wasn't great. And as a team, high 66% from the free throw line ain't spectacular. But hell, West Florida's thing was trash too. So West Florida don't win. Morehouse win. You got to come with it. And if you don't come with it, you end up only scoring 60 points while your opponent scores 72. So I didn't watch the game, so I can't say defense was a factor in the low score. Or, you know, he's just not high-scoring teams. But either way, Morehouse came out with the victory. And so, you know, we got to show Morehouse some love since they are one of the premier HBCUs. So from everybody around the globe, from the 64 podcast, put your hands together. Put your hands together. Hey, I need someone, want somebody to come around and freeze and dunk it down. I'm going to steal it. I'm going to block it. Come in my lane and I'm going to knock it. I'm dunking hard all on your squad. And if you think you're going to win it, I think you better stomp out them dreams, because you ain't going to win. Make me clap my hands. Make me want to dance. And I know I just went there, but it's all good. I was feeling it right now. I ain't going to lie. I'm on 10. I got a surge of energy. I have no idea why I have this much energy, but that's why I'm loud. That's why I'm bouncing all over the place. But some of y'all probably like, hey, you always loud. But still, guess what? This is how I go down. So, CCC, Reverend Pettigrew want to give y'all a word. Thank you, Brother Joseph. See, God ordained Morehouse, amen, to rain down these three-pointers upon West Florida. Amen. And God said that if West Florida does not move their feet and get those steals and block those shots, they're going to lose. And by God, they lost that game. Thank God Almighty they lost that game. Hallelujah. Because you got to play defense. And your leading scorer got to have more than 14 points. But see, to analyze everything that is flowing through your soul from the inside on the outside as you push out and then you wrap your mind around how you should go, and every step that you do, my brother, comes from God. Because God gave brother, what's the brother's name from Morehouse? God gave brother Andrews the power to drop 23 on West Florida, and God gave brother Austin the power to drop 13 points on West Florida, and God also gave God, and he good, want to do it, won't he do it, I said, won't he do it? So let me get my thing so I can get the other brother's name. But I just wanted to come on, Brother Joseph, and bless your show with these words from God, and let you know that you are touched and you are favored, and the Maroon Tigers have won the game. And Brother Almert also had his 10 points. So Brother Almert, Brother Austin, and Brother Andrews, God is with you. Hallelujah. Amen. I am out. Remember, the collection plate is at the back of the church. Put your money in before you leave. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rev. Thank you, Rev. Thank you, Rev. Pimpin' Rev. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. Oh, excuse me. Thank you, Rev. Thank you, Rev. Thank you, Rev, for that good unconventional word. Nobody knew where you was going, Reverend. Nobody knew. You didn't even know where you was going, Reverend. But thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So that's our HBCU spotlight, you heard me? Reverend Pettigrew. He might come back. He might not. Who knows? All right, so NASA is mad at Steph Curry. Because Steph Curry went on somebody's podcast and say, he don't believe they went to the moon. Shit, me neither. Right? So let me read this article first before I go ahead and give you my take. Steph Curry has clarified his comments that NASA never landed on the moon, but he is still planning to take NASA up on that offer to give the Golden State Warriors star tour of his lunar lab at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. You hear me? Shout out to UGK, Scarface, DJ Screw. In a recent interview with ESPN, Curry said his comments were 1,000% a joke, but noted that he wants to take the tour and use it as a chance to shine light on the work NASA does. Man, that wasn't no joke. He wasn't joking. He was telling the story. If you don't believe they went, you don't believe they went. You don't, it ain't like NASA has, I don't think NASA have direct concrete proof. Because my thing is, you went to the moon and never been back. Think about it. What place have white people ever gone that they thought was cool and ain't never go back? Think about it. Like, white folk ain't never been back. And then I got questions about them making it through the Van Allen radiation belt, because I saw a video of myself or people from NASA talking about they just created technology to be able to get through the Van Allen radiation belt. So it's just like, I hear y'all, but, I don't know. So as reported by the New York Times, officials from the famous space agency caught wind of Curry's comments on the Ringer's Winging It podcast this week on a publicly offering to show the three-time NBA champion moon rocks from the 1969 Apollo 11 mission. You can show me rocks, but how are you going to prove to me that they moon rocks? Take me to the moon and show me that you got these rocks from the moon. That's just my thing on it, you know. That's just my take. When I was younger, I believed that they went to the moon. But as I got older, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a bit of a conspiracy, probably a little more of a conspiracy theorist than you may think I am. I just try not to project my thoughts and opinions off on other people. But if you ask me, I'm gonna give it to you 10 toes down, right? But I got a lot of questions that, you know, I need answer for me personally. But you could take him to the space station on Earth and show him some rocks, but how do we know that they're actually moon rocks, though? And I know some of y'all are probably thinking I'm talking crazy, but man, you got these legitimate questions. White folk ain't never been somewhere they thought was cool and ain't never go back before. And ain't never been, because nobody's been back to the moon. But they're going to show him some rocks on Earth. How do we know that they moon rocks? What test do you have to prove that these rocks come from the moon? I'm going to show you some rocks. Okay. We love for Mr. Curry to tour the Lunar Lab perhaps the next time the Warriors are in town to play the Rockets. NASA spokesman Alec Butel told the Times, we have hundreds of pounds of moon rock stored there and the Apollo mission control. Man, y'all could have got them rocks from Arizona. During his visit, he can see firsthand that we did 50 years ago, as well as what we're doing now to go back to the moon in the coming years, but it's time to stay. But this time to stay. Why haven't you been back? What has prevented you from going back to the moon? You haven't been, it's been 50 years and you ain't been back? Man, colonizers don't think like that, man. Come on, man. Y'all know damn well colonizers don't think like that. Colonizers have never went somewhere and did that they liked and then go colonize. You heard them say, go back for good, but this time to stay. That's colonizer talk, meaning we want to take over the moon. I hope it's some creatures on the moon that bust their shit wide open too. Stop trying to colonize every damn thing, white people. Y'all don't have dominion over the damn universe, white people. Curry initially made headlines by asking podcast guests Andre Iguodala, Annie Finberg, Kent Bazemore, and Vince Carter whether we ever been to the moon, then suggesting America's most famous lunar landing was a hoax. I mean, it's a lot of evidence to dispute that. That's all I'm saying. It's a lot of evidence to dispute that they haven't been. Like, You got to explain the Van Allen radiation belt thing to me. That's my thing when it comes through, because from my understanding, the information that I come across, NASA didn't have the technology at that time to make it through the Van Allen radiation belt. Now, the information I got could have been false, but that's the information that I came across, and I'm definitely going to go check my information a little more, but I just don't believe that they went. You know, I don't. Like, you can, they can call me crazy and all. So Max Kellerman was saying that these comments are irresponsible. You can have your opinion, Max Kellerman, but to say that his comments are irresponsible. So because Max Kellerman's thing was, we have kids. They always go back to the kids. When it comes to something that they don't like, they always bring in the kids. They would bring it. It's the kids. It's so Steph Curry saying he don't believe that NASA been to the moon going to make some kid go bad in life. If some kid in life go bad because Steph Curry said that NASA didn't go to the moon, their parents suck. They have the worst parents in the world. I mean, the worst parents in the world, if that's going to drive a kid over the edge. Oh, my God, Mommy, I'm going to start selling drugs because Steph Curry said NASA didn't go to the moon. See, that's why this show exists, so I can count on people like Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith, and who you don't have to agree with what he's saying, but to say the man comments are irresponsible is crazy. No, Max Kellerman, your whole existence is irresponsible. Stop talking about stuff outside of boxing. And you're hanging on to dear life in that. Max Kellerman, stick to boxing. Stephen A. Smith, stick to basketball. These other subjects, y'all clearly don't have a grasp of these things. So stop talking about stuff that you don't know about. Like, really, stop. That man's comments was not irresponsible. That man's comments, if it wasn't a joke, was his thoughts, his opinion. It's okay to have that opinion. Who cares how you feel about it? Oh. I get it, because you on TV and you got a voice and you can say whatever on TV, then you think that I'm right. I am Mr. Right. You have to listen to me because I am Mr. Right. I'm Max Kellerman. I'm Stephen A. Smith. And when I say something, it's fine. Man, shut up. If it's not a joke, if it was a joke, it's a joke, whatever. But to say that man comments are irresponsible, are you serious? Irresponsible? How is that irresponsible? How is that going to cause a child to go down the wrong way? Huh? If the child want to know, guess what? Go do your research. If you don't agree with Steph Curry, go do your research and prove him wrong. They didn't do their research. They clearly didn't do their research. Well, NASA say they had rocks, and NASA's going to show him rocks. I can show you rocks too. Where did I get my rocks from? And how can we test these rocks to prove that these rocks came from the moon? Matter of fact, let's go to the moon and get some more rocks. Let's go back to the moon right now, because you should have the technology right now to go back to the moon. Let's go to the moon and get some more rocks. Let's just go to the moon. And then the comments, this time to stay. I hope it's life forms on the moon that's ready to kick y'all asses back to Earth. White people got a bad habit of trying to colonize everything. Now they want to colonize space. White folk want to colonize space now. Space? Stop trying to colonize it. Stop trying to colonize everything. Like, you don't have dominion over the universe, white people. Leave stuff alone sometimes. Y'all kill the earth. That's white people. We'll kill the earth, and now we want to go into space and kill that too. Man, all this is blown out of proportion. All this is crazy. That's why this show exists, so I can come back and bring some sense into this and bring it back down and call out the fools for their wickedness. If you disagree, you disagree. It's nothing wrong with you disagreeing with the man, but to say that that man's comments are irresponsible is ludicrous. To call him stupid or insane, that's straight ludicrous. I'm like, your opinion doesn't matter that much. You don't have the final word on information in life. Max Kellerman is mostly Max Kellerman, mostly Max Kellerman, more so Max than Stephen, because Stephen was co-signing, but Max over there selling out. I ain't letting that slide. I heard you, Max. That's why I'm going in on you. Stick to boxing, bro. You got to stick to boxing. You got to stop talking about stuff other than boxing, because you clearly have no idea what you be talking about. How you feel is not final. Everybody heard what I just said. Everybody heard, you heard my opinion. I don't believe that NASA been to the moon. NASA ain't been back. I want NASA to show me, prove to me these rocks come from NASA, come from the moon by taking me to the moon and explain how you made it through the Van Allen radiation belt with the technology that you had in the 1950s. Because study the Van Allen radiation belt. Study the Van Allen radiation belt. I don't believe. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I will admit, I could be wrong. NASA might have very well been to the moon. I could be wrong, but I don't believe they did. It's stuff just online. I've never seen colonizers go to a place that they like and then never go back and colonize it. You see, I mean, y'all heard about the story about the dude, the white dude who went down to the island off of India, full of the Jarawa people, the black people, and they lit him up with them spears. They killed him with the bow and arrows and the spears because he was going down there trying to colonize the people. You know how many times white folk tried to go down there and do some stuff? How do we know that when you go down there, you'll get killed? Because plenty of people that went down there and got killed. Why? Colonizer behavior. Y'all got to start studying the behavior of these colonizers, man. They send their missionaries first. So all you black folk that like to be missionaries, y'all the first leg of colonizers. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. But those are my thoughts and things. Like, I could very well be wrong. My opinion could be wrong. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with saying, all right, shit, I was wrong. You proved me wrong. Yeah, I was wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But for you to tell Steph Curry that if he wasn't joking, that he can't have that opinion, and that opinion was irresponsible, that's some whole shit. That's all I got to say about that. Like, that man can have his opinion. Anybody can have any opinion that they want, whether it's right or wrong. It's an opinion. And Max Kellerman, how you know you're right? Well, NASA, this and that, they have rocks. They're going to show him rocks. But I can show you rocks, too. I can tell you, I can go pick up some rocks out in my backyard and say, these Jesus rocks, these rocks that Jesus and his disciples walked around with. How are you going to prove it? Take me to the moon, and let's get some more rocks. How about that? But that's my take on that. So let's move on. All right, so the boy Usain Bolt out here playing soccer on the hole. And in his first game, because he lied like that, he get two goals. One was a header. I saw the footage of him scoring his two goals. One was a header, and he was able to kick the other one in. He's like the biggest cat out there, and clearly the fastest cat out there. Usain Bolt like a freak of nature out there around them boys. Somebody had him, kicked him in the nuts one time too. But let me read this article to you. Usain Bolt scored his first goal as a professional player Friday night in Australia. I didn't know he was in Australia. Then less than 15 minutes later, he added another. In his first start with the Central Coast Mariners of the Australian League, the superstar sprinter scored in the 55th and 69th minutes, helping lead his team to a 4-0 win in their friendly against MacArthur South West United. It was a big deal scoring a goal in your first proper match. It's a good feeling, Bolt said afterwards, according to the Sydney Morning Herald. I've been improving quickly, I personally feel. Bolt scored his first professional goal after controlling a ball in the box and sneaking it past the near post. While his second goal was the result of a defensive miscue, the opposing goalkeeper collided with the defender while going for the ball, leaving Bolt with a completely open net for an easy tap-in. The 8-time Olympic gold medalist then left the game in the 74th minute. Bolt, who was 32, I'm older than him, retired as a sprinter following the 2017 World Championships and has since turned his focus to soccer. He trained briefly with the Norwegian team earlier this year before joining the Central Coast Mariners for an indefinite training period in August. So the boy Usain Bolt out here putting it down on these people with the soccer. So I just want to give him a round of applause for going at that all the time. One time for Usain going out there changing sports and getting it in his first in his debut. Yeah, I pronounced the T. In his debut with his soccer club, the Mariners down there in Australia. I had no idea he was playing in Australia. I thought he was in Europe. So, all right. So let's move on. We might have to tear this boy head off in this. So the headline is Ravens called Patrick Richards' racist tweets unacceptable. The Baltimore Ravens called the racist tweet made by fullback defensive lineman Patrick Richards 6 years ago totally unacceptable. 6 years ago? They still wrong. And in 2011-2012, Richard posted at least six tweets that used the N-word. These tweets surfaced on social media on Sunday morning
before the Ravens games against the Chiefs, and Richard was a healthy scratch for the third time this season. The Ravens issued this statement: "The tweets are totally unacceptable, and we have addressed the matter with Pat." After the game, Richard addressed the issue. "I want to sincerely apologize for my inappropriate and unacceptable tweets," he said. "I was a 16-year-old kid in high school who clearly made bad choices. Those words do not reflect who I am today." Richard said that hadn't yet spoken with the teammates about the situation. Today's game day, I just want those guys. I don't want to distract the team in any way. Just have those guys come out here and play," he said. "I'm going to talk to them most likely the next time we're in the field." Richard, an undrafted rookie out of Maine in 2017, has played 10 games this season. He has been nicknamed Project Pat because he is one of the few players who line up on offense and defense. He made 4 tackles this season and played 90 snaps on offense. Richard is active on Twitter and regularly invites teammates to dinner for what he labels Project Pat's food review. He said he wasn't afraid of the tweets resurfacing early. "I tweet a lot and kind of don't remember what I tweeted," he said. "It's still not acceptable. It's still inappropriate. I really am sincerely sorry that I did that." Now, this is also likened to after Kyler Murray, Oklahoma quarterback, Kyler Murray, after he won the Heisman, homophobic, and I don't like that term, but tweets that were offensive to the LGBTQ community, because I hate that word homophobic because it really don't describe what it is, what's going on. But this is similar to that. Children learn this from their parents. This may be a little worse than what Kyler Murray said. He's not going to be excused for his words, but we do have a bit of something going on in the culture of people who are, I don't know what's going on, but they're going back and they're searching through people's things. And it seems like they're waiting on people to be successful to try to bring them down with things. Now, Richard shouldn't have said what he said, and he and his team going to have to deal with that. Now, he's not getting a pass for that, and Kyler Murray not going to get a pass for the things that they said. And like I said, I have to go back and read all of the tweets and things. Yes, you should be reprimanded for some of the things that you say that's out of the way. But I'm not cool with the culture of digging up past things to try to slam you. Now, he was 16. I'm not excusing him using the N-word. Trust me, I'm not. Not me. I'm not excusing him. But he was 16. I don't expect a 16-year-old a 16-year-old boy to be in the same mind state as a 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, however old he is, as a grown man. Let's say he's 22. So between 16 and 22, this should have been exponential growth. Like, you should have grown tremendously between the ages of 16 and 22. So I believe he was taught these behaviors. Same thing with Kyler Murray, taught those behaviors. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, you know how many people will be apologizing? It's the same thing with the Kevin Hart thing. You know how many people will be apologizing for things they said in the past when that type of talk was acceptable as far as the in the realm of being insensitive to the LGBTQ community? It's never been okay to use the word nigga, but it's used. And I'm like, once again, I'm trying to find the best words because I'm not excusing their actions. Neither one of these cats are excused for a lot of things they said, but they did say when they were kids. And kids are stupid. I do agree with Stephen A. on this one. I was watching them talking about this one. Kids are stupid. To me, the stupid stage is between 12 and 25. That's the stupid stage. Kids are stupid. Kids say stupid stuff. I probably got some dumbass shit I done said out there. But see, one of the good things, I guess one of the things about me growing up is social media wasn't around. So I'm sure I would have said some fire off the wall shit back then. I ain't gonna lie. I'm sure I did, and I'm sure I have, and I know I have. So it's like, I'm not excusing their actions, not excusing my actions, words, anything anybody said, but I'm not down with trying to bring somebody down as a grown man for some dumb shit they did as a child. I'm not against that because this has been happening a lot. Somebody, we got some puss-ass people who sit on their computer all day and just go looking for negative things to be able to throw at somebody to bring them down. Like, look, 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 he's a bad person. He's a bad person. He's a bad person. I don't know who these lames are. I don't know who these lames are. Now, if I'm part of the Ravens, me and Buddy going to have a sit down. We're gonna have a sit down. We're going to talk. Now, at 16, your parents taught you this. If you're talking like that at 16, your parents taught you that. That's the environment that you grew up in. That's the environment that you grew up in. If you're calling people niggas at the age of 16 and all that stuff, there, that's the environment that you grew up in. Your parents taught you that. Your total environment, all the adults who you were around taught you that, right? Same thing with Kyler Murray. The environment that you came up in, it may not have been your parents with you using offensive terms toward the LGBTQ community. Your environment taught you that. The dumb shit that I said when I was a kid, my environment taught me that. So they are to blame. We are to blame for the dumb shit that we've said. Everybody, but see, the thing is, even those people who are digging up these tweets, they have dirt on them too. That's one of the biggest things I have a problem about a lot of these things is the people who are digging up these tweets, they have dirt on their hands too. So, and these people never reveal themselves. So we don't even know who the fuck these people is. So it's like we got a whole country of people with dirt on their hands, but people are acting like their dirt is better than other people's dirt. Right? Because you know me, man. I go in on folk on this show. I really do go in on folk on this show. When you're wrong, you're wrong. And I do think old boy Richards was, he shouldn't have tweeted the shit that he said. He shouldn't have done it. But I hope he don't. And well, he might. The mindset might have been reinforced even more right now. So I don't know how he's thinking. I don't know the cat. I don't know how he's thinking. But to just be bringing up stuff from when he was 16, you're really trying to hold this man you're really trying to do this to this man for something that he said when he was 16. You know, originally I thought I was going to go the other way. I thought I was going to give Richard the business. And Richard do deserve to get the business because you don't be calling people no niggas. Don't be calling people no niggas. Terrell Suggs, I expect you to fuck him up on that. But, you know, it was something in the past, and you do have to give people room to grow. If you're the same exact person, a lot of things don't change about people. And see, then that's why I'm trying to be as careful as possible, because I understand that a lot of this stuff is ingrained in people. And yes, you may have grown, but you might have grown into a better racist though. So Richards could be a full-blown racist. But how do we know the people who will find these tweets and put these things out? What dirt do they have on their hands? No, in my opinion, nobody's clean. Everybody has said some things that, especially nowadays, people are offended by everything. Now, Richard's using the N-word. He need to get his ass whooped. And now, at the end of the day, he need to get his ass whooped. Being a dumbass kid, you know, being a dumbass kid, don't protect you from getting your ass whooped. It really don't. But the culture of how you did this and you said this when you was a teenager, or you said this 8 years ago, 6 years ago, 20 years, 10 years ago, now we're going to wait till you were doing something good and we're going to throw this at you. I got a problem with that. I can see exposing people for the racists that they are, or for the fuckboys and pussy holes that they are. I can see that. But to be reaching back, ha-ha, You think you successful now? I'm going to throw this at you, trying to break people down. I do have a problem with that type of culture of behavior, especially in America when nobody's hands are clean. Ain't nobody's hands clean in America, especially nowadays where people are offended by a lot of different things. Now, if you saying the word nigga, you need to get your ass whooped. If you just blatantly just being stupid and racist stuff, you got to catch these hands. So Richard, you might do have to get them hands put on you. Lamar Jackson, Terrell Suggs, whoever else in Baltimore, y'all might do have to put them hands on Buddy. But y'all might have to also put the hands on the people who find these tweets and trying to mess people up, like the people who found the tweets on Kevin Hart, trying to make him apologize for things that he already apologized for, and And in the context with the Kevin Hart thing, it was in the comedic realm where they were joking and all these things, yada, 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 yada. I've heard people from the LGBTQ community have harsher words for their own people than others. But it's just, you know, not excusing anybody's behavior, though. You got to watch what you say. You got to watch what you say. Even me, somebody might try to come down on me for some of my weekly rants when I be going in on people, especially the Laura Ingram one. So somebody might try to, well, you shouldn't have said this. You shouldn't have said that. Well, shit, she shouldn't have said what she said. Shit. But it's just like, you know, if you saying some fucked up shit about somebody that you shouldn't be saying, you know, you know, we got to get you. But the culture of, hey, well, it's been 8 years. It's been 10 years. Let's go ahead and throw this out. We just waiting on him to be successful. We throw this. That's lame. That's lame. So Richard, Kyler Murray, all the folk, me, everybody, not excused. Not excused for the words you use and things. But because I know when I was young, I said some off-the-wall shit. I know I did. But it doesn't reflect people as they are adults. And see, I'm throwing myself into this as well because, I don't even remember a lot of stuff that I said. Social media wasn't around, so it wasn't no way to get captured and stuff. I just know, you know, I say some shit and don't even think about it. But I do my best to not, you know, offend people or say some derogatory terms toward people and things like that. But, you know. That's how it goes. This is a tough one. This is a tough one. I could be completely wrong in my assessment. And if I am completely wrong, I will admit I'm wrong as fuck. But it just, the feel of it is not, I can't jump all the way on it with the feel of it because it's like, it's the reach back people. Hey, well, I found this tweet from when you were 16 and I'm going to throw it out there action. That's happening a lot. And that's got to come to an end. Like, that's really got to come to an end. But at the same time, people are so emotional, the emotional triggers, because at the same time, it's like you can't be mad at somebody for let's say, you know, they reach back and they pull out these tweets about Richard, and then you mad about Richard doing this, but then somebody else says something that you don't find that bad, and then you don't have a problem with that, because it's you got to do your best to be equal across the board. You can't come down on somebody because you don't think your opinion on this particular word or phrase or anything is not as egregious as the other. So it's a lot, this shit is layered, man. That's all I'm gonna say. This shit is layered. My assessment could be totally off. It could be. But it just, Richards, Kyler Murray, all these cats, you are not absolved from what you said. Especially saying nigga and all the other stuff on Twitter in social media space where it's captured. Like, it's gonna, it's people digging it up. But the dig ups, I got a problem with the dig up people though. I do got a problem with the dig up people, so you know. We just gotta be able to look at that. So. Now let me move on. So let's talk about some soccer. And Atlanta United FC won the 2018 MLS Cup. And they end up in the strip club. Probably Magic City, but they end up in the strip club with the MLS Cup. Only in Atlanta, boy. Only in Atlanta will the soccer team win the whole tournament, the whole game, and go to the strip club. Only in Atlanta, shout it. Only in Atlanta. And, yeah. So, Atlanta United FC burst into ecstasy as the final whistle sounds and they realize their championship dreams are in just their second season in the MLS. So this is, oh man, that's something, their second season. This is the article, that's it? This is the whole article? Like, really? That's the whole article. That's crazy. Can I get more information on this motherfucker? Hold on, let me go back and find another article, because this article sucks. And that's from the MLS.com. How you gonna have the article coming straight from the Major League Soccer site? And it's one line. That's crazy. So let me try to pull up something different. Let me try to pull up and see what this art. See if I can get like scores, a score. You know who did what or something like that. You know what I'm saying? In just the second year of existence, Atlanta United defeated the Portland Timbers 2-0 in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Thank you. I at least got that. MLS record setter Jose Martinez opened up the scoring with the goal in the 39th minute. Franco Escobar sealed the win with the United second goal in the 54th minute. It's also the first time an Atlanta-based team has won a major championship since the Braves in 95. Yeah, Atlanta ain't been winning shit. Atlanta is a good part of the city to go into, have some fun. For some people, it's a good city to live in. Hell, I might even end up living in Atlanta one day, but they finally got that ship. Atlanta got the ship. Atlanta got the ship. Hey, Atlanta got that ship. Atlanta got that ship. Perk. Atlanta got that ship. Atlanta got that ship. Atlanta got that ship. What? Atlanta got the ship. What? Atlanta got that shit. Say perk that booty, girl. What? Atlanta got that shit. So you know we got to show them some love. Go ahead and put y'all hands together. One time for the ACL, shout it. Nah, just man, I remember. we went on a, and when I was in ninth grade at Rickards High School, we went on a school trip to Emory University. And this girl was excited. She's like, "We going to the ACL bowl." And I was like, "The ligament." So that's where I get that from. We going to the ACL call. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, shawty, we want that championship, shawty. We got that soccer ship, shawty. You know what I'm saying, shawty? I'm finna go to the club, shawty. You know what I'm saying, shawty? Shoot, man, I'm finna go down, shawty. We finna set it down in ATL, shawty. You know what I'm saying? We got the soccer championship, shawty. Shoot, man, we finna go to the strip club, car. We finna throw the money up. We finna take this cup with us, car. We finna get it down, shawty. You know what I'm saying, shawty? Feel me, shawty? You know what I'm saying, shawty? Feel me, you know what I'm saying, shawty? Shoot, it going down, man. If you heard me, I just, that's how somebody on the team should talk. So. All right, so let's talk a little NFL. Bring you up to speed on NFL week 14 scores. So the first is that last week's Thursday night game was the Jaguars versus the Titans, and the Titans dropped their nuts on the Jaguars. The Jaguars haven't been balling at all. Since early in the season, Jalen Ramsey did all that goddamn talking. Now we don't hear Jalen Ramsey saying nothing unless they win the game. Jacksonville ain't good. Blake Bortles got replaced by somebody. Leonard Fournette be in and out the lineup. Jacksonville's defense is, they out there like, Derrick Henry had a 99. This probably like top three greatest runs of all time. Top four, top five greatest runs of all time. Derrick Henry, 99-yard run. And he's stiff on at least 3, 4, 5 people. Like grown man shit against the Jacksonville defense, one of the best defenses, one of the tough defenses in the league. Derrick Henry had a grown man 99-yard run running through people. He ain't trying to run away from you. He going to put that stiff arm up in your throat, cuz. In your throat. Duval kind of got to stand up. Y'all got to represent Florida, right? Come on, Jacksonville. So Jacksonville lost that game 30-9 to the Titans. The damn Cleveland Browns got a victory over the Carolina Panthers 26-20. And let me try to look at these stats. Cam Newton went 26 for 42, 238, and one touchdown. Oh, I'm sorry. Cam Newton went 26 for 42, 265 yards and one pick. Baker Mayfield went 18 for 22, 238 yards and one touchdown. So the Cleveland Browns have 5 wins. So Baker Mayfield is you know, Baker Mayfield out there doing his thing, because the Cleveland Browns have 5 wins, and they all been since Baker been in the lineup. So you got, I didn't I tell y'all Baker Mayfield was the realest in this draft? He's the best quarterback. I've been telling y'all. I told y'all before he got drafted, Baker was live. I told y'all Baker was the shit. I told you. And Baker, just keep showing these fools what time it is, man. I told him you was the shit, Baker. I told him, I was like, that's a quarterback. That's a real NFL quarterback right there. He can make all the throws. He can put the team on his back and make it do what it do. It ain't his fault that they don't play defense in the Big 12, though, you know. So that's how that goes. All right, so the Ravens lost to the Chiefs 24-27, and the Ravens got a one-dimensional offense. They put Lamar Jackson at quarterback. They run the ball 40 times a game. They just trying to make the playoffs, really. So 27-20 Chiefs over the Ravens. The Colts beat the Texans 24-21. Shout out to Andrew Luck, but I wish Deshaun Watson would have got that victory. I like the Texans, though. I ain't gonna go front. I like to watch the Texans play. The Patriots lost to the Dolphins in the last second fumble Ruski type of play to get the Dolphins a 34-33 win, but Patriots still gonna win the AFC East. So, you know. Dolphins celebrated like they won Super Bowl because they know it's pretty much their season is over. They're 7-6. They're not going to the playoffs. Patriots are 9-4. And yeah. So yeah. That's what happened in that game. The Giants beat the Redskins. I wish this game would end in a tie because, you know, they both fold to the Cowboys. But at least the Redskins with some ugly-ass pants won, and the Giants beat them 40-16. The Saints beat the Bucks 28-14. The Packers beat the Falcons 34-20. The Jets beat the Bills 27-23. The Bengals lost to the Chargers 26-21. Broncos beat the 49ers. The Broncos lost to the 49ers 20-14. Them Cowboys beat them Eagles, and Amari Cooper showed out 3 touchdowns, 29-23. Amari Cooper got all the way off in this game because them boys didn't want to see him, so he helped that Prescott ball out. That went 42-54, 455 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 picks. Amari Cooper got off. Ezekiel Elliott had 28 carries, 113 yards. Amari Cooper had 10 catches, 217 yards, and 3 touchdowns. His run after catch was ridiculous, grown man stuff. And then the grown man played a good concentration play because that threw a bad ball. The DB, number 32 for the Eagles, he tipped the ball up. Amari caught it, touchdown, game over. Amari Cooper, baller. The Steelers lost to the Raiders. I'm going to say that again. The Steelers lost to the Raiders 24-21. They get the Raiders their third win of the season, so the Steelers fall to 7-5-1. Roethlisberger went 25-29, 282 yards, 2 touchdowns. He balled out. I ain't going to say he balled out. You know, John Connor is hurt, so their running game ain't where it's supposed to be, and they still don't have Le'Veon. So, Derek Carr. I don't know what happened to Derek Carr. Derek Carr was looking so promising in his first couple years, man. I don't know what's happening to Derek Carr. But he went 25-34, 322 yards, two touchdowns. Doug Martin had 16 carries, 32 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Jared Cook had 7 receptions, 116 yards, no touchdowns. So those are some of the leaders. The Lions beat the Cardinals 17-3. The Rams lost to the Bears 15-6. And the Seahawks beat the Vikings 21-7. And, you know, come next Thursday, I'll keep you up to date on week 15 of the NFL season. All right, so let's get into this story, right? A Kentucky State women's basketball coach is accused of injuring a player with a dummy pad. So let's read that thoroughbred. So Kentucky State University's women's coach Terrence Slater has been placed on administrative leave after a player claimed she was injured in practice by the coaching staff. KSU women's basketball player Winter Webb was allegedly injured in practice by a dummy pad during a layup trick. All right, let's say here the details. Webb's parents say Slater used excessive force with the dummy pad, knocking her to the floor. She was injured at practice and it wasn't by one of her teammates. It was by the coaching staff, said Webb's father, DJ, via Gwinnett Prep Sports. She was injured in practice. It wasn't in a game, and she wasn't injured by one of her peers. Webb, who also plays softball at the SIA school, has neck and back injuries similar to whiplash, according to reports. She also suffered a bruised arm during a practice layup trip. We're trusting the school that they are going to do the right thing for her and the program, Webb said. So after the school, according to the school, Slater had been placed on paid administrative leave. So Kent State University takes all student allegations seriously and will thoroughly examine and address all reports upon notification. Athletic Director Etienne Thomas says head women's coach Terrence Slater has been placed on paid administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation. Kentucky State is committed to the safety and well-being of our students. We must have complete confidence in Kentucky State University employees to supervise students' responsibility and that all students are treated with dignity and respect. I need more details. I really need more details in this story. Let me see if I can find them. They're not giving a lot of details in this story because did the coach try to injure her? Was it malicious intent of him trying to injure the young lady? That's my question. Because if it was malicious intent, get his ass out of there. But if it wasn't malicious intent, then we have to alter the way we coach these young ladies. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't have this happening. It's not a good situation. But I need more information. And then the parents say that he used excessive force. Now, of course, you know parents are gonna be on their child's side and all these things. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a lot of information yet. So I guess I'm going to keep my eye on this story. I'm going to keep my eye on this story because I want to find out more of what's going on with this story. I want to find out, was it malicious intent with him with the dummy to try to injure the young lady? Or was it like an unfortunate practice incident and things? Because I've seen coaches with malicious intent. You know, I've told you stories. When I was in high school, our coaches used to fight us. Fight, not me personally, but coaches used to fight the players. Like, straight hand up, swinging hands. Like, we fought the coaches. I saw the coach snatch Buddy. We had this hill we had to run when we didn't do what we were supposed to do. So I seen Buddy snatch dude down the hill and take his pads off and tell him, get the fuck off my field, you little bitch, before I beat your ass. I just seen and heard that. We thought, man, look, it was before school, because we used to have a little football practice, football class. So we used to go out there and run drills and stuff before actual school started. School started, but before we actually get to class. And we had the little football class in the morning. So we had this coach, and, you know, my homeboy Tree, right? So we're running the route tree. So if you don't know what the route tree is, if you're a wide receiver, there are 9 routes in the route tree, and your job is to run. You as a receiver, you should be able to run all of the routes. You should be able to get in and out your breaks, but overall, you should be able to run every route and run it good. So I think we was running, like, posts and stuff like that, or some square ends or whatever. And my homeboy Tree, right? Quarterback, William Gay was the quarterback. William Gay, who played for the Steelers, played for the Giants. He was our quarterback in high school. And so Will was out there throwing the ball. And Will wasn't the greatest quarterback, but Will was throwing the ball. And Tree dropped the ball. And so Coach was like, catch the ball with your punk ass. So Coach said that. And so him and Tree were going back and forth. Man, we thought we was going to have to jump Coach ass. Coach would have got jumped that day. I'm talking about by like 4, 5, 7 young dudes with helmets in hand. We was going to fuck Coach up. I'm talking about we was going to fuck Coach up. He had no idea of the amount of shit that was about to happen to him talking to our homeboy like that because he dropped the ball. Won't you help him catch the ball? See, that's why. We was talented as far as just having raw talent, but the coaching was trash. It was trash outside of a few coaches. Shout out to Coach B. Shout out to Coach Petey. The coaching was trash, though. Trash. So Coach Taylor was live, too. RIP Coach Taylor. He was cool as shit. He was live, too. he pushed us hard too. So RIP Coach Taylor. But yeah, man, we thought we were gonna have to get Coach that business because he's talking shit to Tree like that. I'm gonna tell that man, catch the ball with your punk ass. Hey, you finna get hit in the head with this motherfucking helmet, bro. All right. So Friday rant. Let's go ahead, jump right in. I ain't fuck the harmonica and all that opening stuff. All right. Jamel Hill tweets, "Your racism is showing," to Britt McHenry, right? So Jamel Hill does not have time to deal with Britt McHenry's racism, right? And Britt McHenry on that fuck shit. Over the weekend, McHenry, who left ESPN in 2016 and now works at Fox Nation, took a shot at ESPN's High Noon, which is hosted by Bomani Jones and Pablo Torre. And Bomani Black, Pablo Torre is Filipino, right? "Does anyone actually watch this show? Example of former ESPN president Skipper filling demos over talent." Oh, Skipper filling demos over talent. McHenry wrote, "which seemed to imply Jones and Torre were hired as hosts because they are minorities," right? So she's trying to say, "I don't like this show, and the only reason you got these two motherfuckers on because they not white," right? So once he saw the offensive message from her former colleague, she posted a screenshot of the picture and tweeted, "Be careful, your racism is showing," right? Immediately, Hill was called out by some people on Twitter who appeared to take no issue with the words of McHenry. Of course, some cracker lovers, right? Hill defended herself, tweeting, "Had she just said she didn't like the show, I wouldn't have said anything. But she immediately suggested that they were on TV because of their race. These guys are my friends, and she's a moron for belittling them in that way." Yeah, she a bitch. She a bitch ass cracker for that. "It's not even about Skipper. It's about the fact that her go-to insult was that people of color on TV aren't qualified. She's the same one who said she's not at ESPN because she's white. She's a complete clown," she said in another tweet. That's what Jamel Hill said. I mean, that's some bitch-ass shit, Britt McHenry. Shut the fuck up, man. What's up with these white women feel like, she's like Laura Ingram, man. They feel like they could just say anything, man, to people, and people just supposed to be cool with it, like. They could just say anything, man. Like she said, like Jamel said, if you didn't like the show, you don't have to like the show. But stop hating on motherfuckers, man. Britt McHenry, you a classic fucking hater, man. What the hell is wrong with you? What's wrong with people in this world today? No, you ain't. Nobody's making you watch the show. Nobody's making you watch the show. Your ass don't have to watch the goddamn show. Don't watch it. But to be hating on these two cats who we all know they both of them are 100 times more talented than you are. Shut up, Britt. McHenry, who once boldly alleged ESPN terminated her because she's white, offered no proof of evidence to support this claim. After leaving ESPN, Hill went on to become a writer at Atlanta, yada, 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 yada. So, I mean, this type of fuck shit is... This is America. This is not the shit that we're gonna keep tolerating in America. So you got some white women who mess it up for a lot of white women. Because these white women, when their white privilege get to showing, their white privilege get to them, and they feeling themselves, that little white privilege bravado, and they be feeling that, they go to social media and do these things here, but then they'll see something that like Kyler Murray said or something that Richard said and be also offended by that. It's like, and that's what I was saying. It's like you got a lot of people who are always trying to, you know, call other people on their shit, but they got dirt on their hands, right? And this be my issue with this. Like, that's why it's important for black media outlets to exist. That's why it's important for us to be able to have our own voice, to be able to stand up and speak out and create the narratives for ourselves and reshape narratives that are negative against us and our people. Like Britt, dig a hole and crawl in it and don't come out. How about you do that? Dig a hole, crawl in it, and don't bring your stupid ass back out. Because that's some stupid ass comments, and I'm going to call you what you is. Your ass is stupid for that, Britt. S-T-U-P-I-D, stupid, with your lame-ass career, your lame-ass life, your lame-ass eyebrows, your lame-ass eyelashes, your lame ass hair, your lame ass job, and your lame ass existence. I wouldn't even know you existed. Well, I have heard the name because I watch a lot of, I mean, you know, I'm in the sports room and I watch a lot of sports. So I've heard the name before. Yeah, I didn't really know who the fuck you was. But now, you in the spotlight and I'm going to let your stupid ass know that you're stupid ass. Nobody asked you anything. Like, nobody asked you. I understand social media is these social media platforms where you can put your opinions and your thoughts and all these things. Shit. But if you're going to tweet stuff like that, then don't be offended by what Kyler Murray said. That's the, you know what I'm saying? You can't be on both sides of the extremes. You can't be the person who's like, well, I stand up for people and I'm the person who's always offended for other people. And then, but I'm going to come back and say some fuck shit, some bitch ass shit. Like, she crossed the line. This some bitch ass shit. And she got to be called out for it. I'm glad Jamel here called out. See, Jamel a little nicer than me. And Jamel actually has a real journalism career. I don't have no real journalism career, so I can say, I'm going to say these things. I ain't going to front. I'm going to say this shit. I'm not going to cross the line. But Brickman Henry, why? Why? You could have just kept your motherfucking mouth closed. What stopped you from keeping your mouth closed? That's what I want to know. What stopped you from keeping your mouth closed? What? You not having a brain. That's what stops you from keeping your mouth closed. You not having a brain. Because you're not that smart, and because you're feeling your white privilege and your racism, you was feeling yourself, that's why you put it out like it was supposed to get praise. And then when you got some backlash from a sister like Jamel, I'm with you when you're right, and I'm going to call you out when you're wrong. But you don't got no problem. I'm with you on this one. I'm going to back you up. Hey, Brittany Hendry, go dig a hole and jump in that bitch and cover yourself up. How about this? Do the world a favor, Brittany Hendry. Pull your bottom lip over your head and swallow. And that's all I got to say about that. Hey, man, this is the Fix Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Ward, right here on the Freedom Train Network, www.freedomtrainradio.com. Hey, remember, support your homeboy on Patreon, patreon.com/thefix. When you're looking at this, you're looking at this post, especially if you're looking from the website, and you see the post, you see the button that says The Fix on Patreon. Click that button and go to Patreon, and you can support me on Patreon. Look, you're going to get the information whether you support me on Patreon or not. You're going to get this show. But the thing is, we could use the support to be able to help grow the show and grow the network. So we need you. Like I said in the beginning, we're nothing without you. We create this for you. This is FUBU, for us, by us. So we need your help. I'm not forcing anything on anybody. I just hope you dig the content enough to support us. And like I say, this is how we do. So I'm Joseph Ward. This is the Fix Sports Podcast. So what I need y'all to do right now, is put two fingers in the air, split them apart. You want to know why? Because
I holla. I am the greatest.
I call the president. President, we need a National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare, because we are killing the Patriots. So call the dogs off. Send the National Guard, please. They need emergency help.
That ball hit hard. Stretch. Austin Jackson back looks up. You can turn it on the board. Yes. Back to back, Jack. And it is 4-1.
On that ball. Jackson has it. The All-American tight end is going in. And Oklahoma takes the lead on a 71-yard touchdown play.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lex is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from the Air Force. There's no one that can...